I'm Diane Orson. Good morning. One of the most recognizable sounds of country music comes from an instrument that's often overlooked, the pedal steel guitar. And one of America's most acclaimed pedal steel players lives, no, not in Nashville, but right here in Connecticut. I invited John Widgren into our New Haven studio, joined by Tim Kelly.
Two, one, two, three.
My name is John Widgren. I play the pedal steel, and I love my job.
Tim Kelly, and I'm playing the acoustic guitar.
What are we looking at?
This is a modern pedal steel guitar. It's the most modern iteration of what we call the old Hawaiian guitars. Hawaiian music was based on being able to take a movable bar up and down across the strings. Like this. It came to Hawaii by way of Portuguese and Spanish sailors whose hands got very beat up by being sailors, and they devised a way of playing open tunings with what was called a marlin spike, which is used for fixing ropes and such, but it's a steel bar, and they would play the open tuning. Using the bar.
Are you describing musicians who would have their guitars on their laps?
That's exactly right, yes.
But what we're looking at here is a sort of a stand with two guitar necks and a set of pedals and knee levers.
That's exactly right. The more modern instruments then have a series of levers on the underside that are attached to rods so that when I hit a pedal or a knee lever, what it does is it stretches the string. What's happening is that mechanism is actually stretching the string to a pitch or releasing tension.
So how did you get into pedal steel?
Well, the first time I heard pedal steel that I noticed was the great Buddy Emmons playing on a Judy Collins tune called Someday Soon.
There's a young man that I know is a
And hearing that tune and that music in that context hit my heart like an arrow. I had a visceral response to it. I just fell in love with the sound and decided that I wanted to learn how to be able to do that. And that's how it started for me.
Why do you think pedal steel so fits well with country?
Here's the thing. The pedal steel, the way it moves, it emulates the human voice. To me, I think the sort of deeper connection to the music comes through its being related to the human voice.
And you mentioned that you see new generations of pedal steel players coming up. Can you talk about that?
Well, yes. A lot of people sort of bemoan what is happening to the tradition of using pedal steel in country music specifically.
What do they say?
Well, they're saying that modern country music has become essentially rock and roll, and pedal steel doesn't have the same kind of voice in the milieu as, for example, in the 60s and 70s. That may be true in contemporary country music, but I see a blossoming of pedal steel being used in other genres. Alt Americana, New Age music, it's being used in rock and roll, it's being used in jazz. I am seeing young players everywhere, and they are on fire about the instrument and the way it's used in music, and then taking it to new places that an old guy like me maybe hadn't considered. But this freshness, this input of new creativity, I think, is just, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so much.
Delighted.
Thank you.
abbreviated version.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.